You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We have a few minutes before we go for the Azan break on Radio Islam as we welcome Yawmul Jummah and we then engage in our various activities that are linked to the day of Friday. In the verse of the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَأَتُمْ ذُرِّيَّةٌ بِإِيمَانٍ. And those who believe and their children follow them in belief, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً, we will join with them their children, وَمَا أَلَتْنَا مِنْ عَمَلِ مِشَيْءٍ, we will not allow to go to waste any of their actions. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ, every man is held as mortgage to his actions. Ibn Kathir, rahimahumullah, says, in this verse, Allah speaks about His kindness and His bounties and His favors upon man, that the believing men, if their children have iman, then Allah will join them with their parents in the same level of Jannah, even though their actions are not on that level to warrant that they be on that stage of Jannah. And this is simply as a coolness to the eyes of the Father, to see that the Father sees His children on the same level. So Allah will gather parents and children in Jannah. And those with deficient actions will be raised to those that are of a higher level. And those on the higher level, their actions will not be diminished in any way, so that there is justice. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ ذُرِّيَّةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي دَرَجَتِهِ وَإِنْ كَانُ دُونَهُ مِنَ فِي الْعَمَلِ, that Allah will elevate the position of the believing men in the stages, the children of the believing men, even though the actions may be of a lower level, so that there be a coolness of the eyes. And then he quoted this verse. And this is the virtue of Allah, the bounty of Allah, the boon of Allah, the favor of Allah on the offspring via the virtue and the barakah and the blessings of their parents. As for further, other, in a hadith it is stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ دَرْجَةَ لِلْعَبْدِ الصَّالِحِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ, as for the children benefiting their parents, so we spoke about parents benefiting their children, a child can also benefit his parent in the sense that, in the hadith it is stated that Allah will elevate the stages of a servant in Jannah. He'll say, Ya Rab, أَنِّي لِهَذَا, that what is the reason behind this? فَيَقُولُ, Allah will say, بِإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكَ, because of your child making istighfar for you, your stages are going up. Now the famous narration, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَتَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ, that when man passes away, his actions terminate except three, إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُ لَهُ, except from charity which is continuous, or knowledge which others benefit from, or pious children which make dua for that person. Allah says, كُلُّ مْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ, that every person will be held by his actions as a mortgage, meaning that Allah is informing us of his virtue and the raising of the position of the children, even though their actions do not warrant that. That this is, there is justice, that no person will be taken to task for any sin that they did not commit. Nor will any person be made to carry the burden of a sin that he had not perpetrated, whether it's your father or your child. Every person will be answerable for their own actions. However, when we talk about children being joined with their parents, then there are certain conditions in this regard. The first is that the child also has to have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without iman, then nothing will benefit that person. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Indeed, those who belie the verses of Allah and they are arrogant, then the doors of the heavens will not be opened for them, nor will they enter into Jannah حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ, until a camel enters into the needle of a, or to the eye of a needle. So it's impossible. فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. No intercession will benefit that person. And a typical example is with regards to Ibrahim a.s. and his father Azar. يَلْقَى الْإِبْرَاهِيمُ أَبَاهُ أَزَرَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ibrahim will meet his father Azar on the day of Qiyamah. وَعَلَى وَجْهِ أَزَرَ قَطْرَةٌ وَغَبْرَةٌ. And on his face there will be dust, and he will be covered in grief. فَيَقُلْ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And at that point Ibrahim a.s. will say, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ لَا تَأْصِنِي. Did I not tell you not to disobey me? فَيَقُولُ أَبُوهُ. His father will say, فَالْيَوْمَ لَأَعْصِيَكَ. Today I will not disobey you. And Ibrahim a.s. will say, he'll make a dua and say, يَا رَبِّي إِنَّكَ وَعَدْتَنِي أَلَّا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبَعْثُونَ. Wallah, you have promised me that you will not disgrace me the day when I'm resurrected. فَأَيُّ خِزِينَ أَخْزَى مِنْ أَبِي الْأَبْعَدِ. That what disgrace could be worse than your father being entered into the fire of Jahannam? So at this point, Ibrahim a.s. asking for the forgiveness of his father. And at that time, Allah will say, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. I have prohibited that any disbeliever enters into Jannah. Then, ثُمَّ يُقَالُ. Then it will be said to Ibrahim, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ مَا تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْكَ. What is beneath your feet, O Ibrahim? فَيَنْظُرُ. And he will look and he will see some sort of a creature, بِذِيخٍ. And that creature then will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So without iman, even a pious father will not benefit his offspring, will not benefit them in any way. There is more to be discussed on this topic, and we hope to share that with you later on the program after the Maghrib break. We'll be talking about the verse, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّةٌ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Verse number 21 of Surah Tur, in which Allah speaks about the believing men, that their children will be brought to them on the same level in Jannah, and this is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.